Sagt die Mischne weiter mit Sechtes Pesachin, Perik Vav, Mischne He. Ha Pesach, suppose we have a carbon Pesach. She shechate shaloy lishma. And we shechted it shaloy lishma. It's Erev Pesach Shabbos. He took this animal that was designated as a carbon Pesach and he shechted it for a different carbon. The din is chayiv olav chatas. He has to bring a carbon chatas. He was mechal Shabbos b'shoigeg. Now, we understand that it was a shoigeg. For whatever reason, the Kayan thought that you can shech the Pesach on Shabbos, even if it's for a different carbon. Maybe he forgot that it was Shabbos. But either way, he made a serious mistake over here. It's true you can shech the carbon Pesach on Shabbos. If Erev Pesach is Shabbos, not only can you, but you should. But that's not what he did. He took an animal designated for a Pesach and he shechted it for something else. So it's not a carbon Pesach. Not only is it not a carbon Pesach, it's not any carbon. It's a pasul of carbon. Remember what we said. All carbonas that you shecht for a wrong carbon, meaning it was designated for one carbon and you shechted it for a different carbon, the carbon is kosher, just that the balam weren't yet seder chayv. What are the two exceptions? Pesach and chatas. So by taking a carbon Pesach and shechting it for a shlamim, I have nothing. And he did this on Shabbos. And that's why he's chayiv a chatas. Zok the Mishnah weiter, Rishah kol hazvachim. Suppose he took, let's say, something that ought to have been a shlamim. Sheshechotan l'shem Pesach, and he shechted it l'shem Pesach. Now this is different. The mice over here, the etzim carbon, is kosher. Problem is, he did it on Shabbos. It's not a kosher carbon Pesach. But it is a kosher carbon. So basically we're asking, is this an innocent mistake, or it's not mamish an innocent mistake. It's a mistake, but he should have been more careful. So we look at it this way. Im einan ru'uyin. If you took an animal which is b'chlam, not really for a carbon Pesach. A carbon Pesach has to be a zachar. It has to be a sheep or a goat. It has to be less than a year old. If you took a calf or a ram that's 2 years old or an akeva, chayiv, he's chayiv achatas. Aye, he forgot that it was Shabbos. Aye, maybe he thought you can shecht other zvachim l'shem Pesach on Shabbos. Fine, he's a shayi. I'm not saying he's amazed, but you have to bring a chatas. There is a din that if someone is a toya bedvar mitzvah, we're still going to see a machlokes about that. That meant, I tried to do a mitzvah which was mutter on Shabbos, but I made a mistake. So in a chanami, he's pater on a chatas. But this isn't just a mistake. It's not just toya bedvar mitzvah. This is like, he was somewhat, like, not thinking. You knew this is not a carbon pesach. So memele chayiv is chayiv a chatas. On the other hand, v'mruyin hein, let's say he took taka a karmish shlam that happened to be a ben shana, that happened to be something that would have been kosher for a carbon pesach, shechted it l'shem pesach, but he made a mistake. Somehow in his confusion to shecht his carbon pesach, by mistake he took a different carbon that was supposed to be a shlam. So under these circumstances, Rabbi Eliezer mechayiv chatas. Rabbi Eliezer still says he's chayiv chatas, but Rabbi Yeshua piter. Rabbi Yeshua says this is an example of ta b'dvar mitzvah v'asa mitzvah. He made a mistake, he took the wrong carbon, took something that was designated as a shlamim. L'maisa, it is a kosher carbon, because other karbonais, besides for Pesach and Chatas that are shechted for the wrong reason, stay kosher. Okay, it was a mistake. But we understand this mistake given the circumstances, and he's not even mechuyev to bring a carbon Chatas. So there's something called mezit. Mezit means I did it on purpose. There's something called shoyeg, I made a mistake, but I should have been more careful. There's something called atalya. And Chanami, he lost it for a second. He got confused. That's even less than a shoyeg. Grabbing by mistake a shlamim and somehow shechting it for a Pesach, an Erev Pesach, and the whole Bahala that's going on, and all of the pressure, that's a toya. And Rabbi Yeshua holds, ta b'dva mitzvah, asa mitzvah, is potter. Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said, now let's remember, Rabbi Eliezer holds, ta b'dva mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah, is still chay v'chadas. Rabbi Yeshua says, ta b'dva mitzvah, v'asa mitzvah, is potter. Zot Rabbi Eliezer, ma'im ha-pesach, madach the carbon pesach, shehu mutter l'shmai, right? To shech the carbon pesach on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Shabbos, l'shem ha-carbon pesach, is mutter, it's what you're supposed to do. Despite that, kishashino es shemai, if you take this carbon pesach, ha-shecht it for a different carbon, chayiv, everyone agrees, because then the carbon is possible. There's no mitzvah at all that was done. Oy b'zay zvachim, if you take other zvachim, let's say a carbon shlam, that was a carbon shlam to start with, shein asurin l'shmai, you're not allowed to shech the carbon shlam, l'shem shlamim, on Shabbos. So if you took this carbon shlam and shechted it l'shem shlam, you would be chayiv. So what are you telling me, Rabbi Yeshua? Kishashino eshemon, he took the carbon shlam and changed it to a Pesach? That he's potter? Shouldn't we say, ain't it in for sure she yechayiv, she be chayiv? If you take something that's mutter to start with and you change it, you're chayiv. So if you take something that's usher to start with and you change it, of course you should be chayiv. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua said, Loi, no. in a Martaba Pesach. That's true, Takabaya Pesach, if you take a Pesach and you change it to a Shlamim, Sheshinohu Ledavar Aser, he changed it to something that's Aser. He took something that was set to go and changed it to something which you can't do. Tomer Bezvachim, on the other hand, if he takes what started as a Shlamim, which Yutaka can't bring on Shabbos, but Sheshina Ledavar HaMutter, he changed it to something which is Mutter. He changed it to a Pesach. Now, this particular carbon is not Mutter, because it started out as a Shlamim, but he thought that it is. So the question is, in his Machshava, where is he going? Taking something which is good and going in the wrong direction is worse than taking something which was not good to start with, but at least he thought he's going in the right direction. So I understand, says Rabbi Yeshua, if you take a Pesach and change it to a Shlamim, and no mitzvah is performed at all, I understand that's a Chiyav Chatas. But on the other hand, taking a Shlamim and changing it to a Pesach, I know it's not good, but l'maisa the Shlamim stays a kosher carbon, and in his mind he was angling towards something which he thought is mutter, that you could check on Shabbos, so for that there should be no Chiyav Chatas. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, so Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, again, let's remember who says what. Rabbi Eliezer says, Tov b'dvar mitzvah, even though he performed somewhat of a mitzvah, he's still chayav b'chatas. Rabbi Yeshua says he's potter. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, Emorei tzibur yechichu. We can see from the Emorim are the parts of the animal that go up on the Mizbeach of a carbon tzibur. That should show us. What is the din with the carbonai tzibur that are brought on Shabbos, like the Tamash Shal Shachar, Tamash Shal Bein Rabbayim, the carbon musiv? Are you allowed to shech them? Of course, you're supposed to. Shein maturin l'shma, they're mutter, when you shech them for the right purpose. V'yashoychid l'shma? Let's say someone is going to take his personal carbon oila and be makrevit for the carbon tzibur. Is it a kosher carbon? In theory, it's a kosher carbon, but chayiv, he would be chayiv achatas. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua said, lai, no, there's no raya from there. You're trying to argue, Rabbi Eliezer, that if I shechted my, let's say, personal oila for a carbon tzibur, I'm chayiv achatas. So the same should be true for taking, let's say, something that was designated as a shlam, shechting it for a Pesach. Shechting a carbon tzibur l'shem carbon tzibur is a mitzvah. Shechting a Pesach l'shem Pesach is a mitzvah. Shechting the wrong carbon for a carbon tzibur is a chiyav chatas, so shechting the wrong carbon for a carbon Pesach should also be a chiyav chatas. That's what you're saying, Rabbi Eliezer. But Rabbi Yeshua answers, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, lo, you can't compare the two. In a matzah be'emurei tzibur, yes, I would agree with you in the case of the emurei tzibur. If I took my personal oil and shechted it as a carbon tamid shalbein rabbayim, sheyesh len kitzvah, there's a set amount. There aren't thousands of Tumah Shalbein Rabbayim. There's one. When that Tumah is shechted, so everyone ought to know, you don't need any more. This person suddenly thought, for whatever reason, oh no, they didn't do the Tumah Shalbein Rabbayim, I better do it? Fine, he Taka made a mistake. But that's not a Toya. That's a Shagik. He should be Chayav Echatas. Tumah B'Pesach, should you say the same for a Karban Pesach, She'im L'Kitzvah? Try to picture what goes on. In the Azor, in Erev Pesach. Thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people bringing their Pesach, bringing their carbon. He finds this stray animal walking around. He says, oy vey, I better bring this as a Pesach. Not happening that it was a Shlamim. Can you compare the two cases? That's a case of a Toya B'dvar Mitzvah, and he did some mitzvah. There, he should be potter. However, Rabbi Yeshua does agree that if you took your own carbon oila and you were makivet as a Tamit Shal Bein Hu Arbayim, or a Tamit Shal Shachar, that you would be Chayav Chatas. Rabbi Meir argues even on that. Rabbi Meir Oimer, Af Hashoich L'Shem Emurei Tzibur. If someone took a carbon and shechted it L'Shem Emurei Tzibur for a carbon tzibur, potter. Because L'maisa, the carbon is kosher. All carbonis, with the exception of a chatas and a pesach that you shecht for the wrong reason, L'maisa, the carbon is kosher. He thought he was doing the right thing. Rabbi Meir would consider even this a case of Toya B'dvar Mitzvah V'Asa Mitzvah. Zakta batanura, lemaisa the halachas like Rabbi Yeshua. If someone took his personal oil and he was makarvit for a tomit or for a carbon musaf, he would be chayav achatas. The halach is not like Rabbi Meir. But someone made much more of an innocent mistake. He took a carbon, which was supposed to be a shlamim, and brought it as a pesach, an erev pesach. Here Rabbi Yeshua says, this is the case of tov b'dvar mitzvah, asa mitzvah, where he would be potter. Let's chazer over what we learned in our Mishnah. A carbon Pesach that was shechted sheloi l'shmai on Shabbos. Is the yotzei of the carbon Pesach? No. Is the carbon a kosher carbon? No. These are the two carbonas that are not kosher if you shecht them for the wrong carbon, Pesach and Chatas. As a result, he is chayiv chatas. This is not a case of tov b'dvar mitzvah v'asa mitzvah. There's no mitzvah over here. The whole carbon is pasul. What about other zvachim? Suppose I took something which is a shlamim and I shechted it l'shem Pesach. That would depend. If we took an animal that b'chlal couldn't be a carbon Pesach, carbon Pesach has to be a zachar, a sheep, or a goat less than a year old. He took a calf or a ram that's 2 years old or an akeva. So this isn't a slip. This isn't an innocent mistake. This is a shaygik, and he's chayv a carbon chatas. But if he took a sel ben shana, let's say, took a sheep that's a year old, it should have been a shlamim. Shechted it l'shem Pesach. Okay, so in the confusion, he made a mistake. This is called a ta bidvar mitzvah. The etzim carbon is a kasher, a carbon. So here we have the machlok. So the Eliezer says he's still chayav achatas. Rabbi Yeshua holds ta bidvar mitzvah. V'asim mitzvah is pater. Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua, I don't understand. Let's make a kal v'chomer this way. Ma'adach the carbon Pesach, which is supposed to be shechted l'shmai. Carbon Pesach is supposed to be shechted even on Shabbos l'shem Pesach. But if you make a wrong turn, and you have in mind that this carbon Pesach should be a shlamim, let's say, you're chayv v'chatas. Tainet Rabbi Eliezer, so you're going to take a shlamim, which had no shaychus to be brought on Shabbos to start with. And here you're changing it. Shouldn't you for sure be chayv? To which Rabbi Yeshua answered, but no, this isn't an argument. By the carbon Pesach, you took something which should have been a carbon Pesach, changed it to the wrong thing, to a shlamim. On the other hand, taking a shlamim, which an chanami doesn't belong being brought on Shabbos, but changing it to davar amutter, he tries to shechtel l'shem Pesach, that's less of an aveir. There shouldn't be a chatas. And l'maisa, a mitzvah was performed. So Rabbi Eliezer tried to argue his point from a different angle. A murei tzibur, carbon tzibur on Shabbos, like carbon musaf, tamashal shachat, tamashal ben rabayim. You're supposed to bring it l'shma? Of course, l'shman. You're supposed to bring that carbon on Shabbos. You have to. If someone takes his own personal carbon, let's say, and shechts it l'shem that carbon is yichayev? Yes. Okay. Pesach, same thing. You're supposed to bring a l'shma. And if you take the wrong thing and bring it for that purpose, you're chayev. So to Yeshua, I can compare the two. Here he made a very strange mistake. There's one carbon musaf, there's one tamid shel shachar, there's one tamid shel bein rabayim. So he thought somehow he has to bring it. Okay, that's what he thought. He's a shaygik. But it's a strange mistake. You can't say it's an innocent mistake. I mean, if he would have been thinking a little, it wouldn't have happened. Don't you realize they were not with the tamid shel bein rabayim ready, or they brought the musaf? On the other hand, can you imagine what goes on by the carbon Pesach? All of Klal Yisrael divided into three groups? Hundreds of thousands of karbonis and animals, and here you find a stray animal, and he thinks it's a Pesach, and he brings it l'shem Pesach? Really, it was a shlamin? That's an innocent mistake. That's a case of tabit var mitzvah, yasim mitzenis pater. Rabbi Meir Taka holds, even if some of shechts, let's say his personal carbon, l'shem and murei tzibur, he's also pater. L'maisa, it's a kosher carbon. Rabbi Meir calls even that a tabit var mitzvah, yasim mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua doesn't go so far. He says that's not an innocent mistake. He should have realized what he was doing. But in the case of taking other zvachim, a shechting, a l'shem Pesach, that is an innocent mistake. And over there, although he did it on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yeshua, he would not be chayiv a carbon chatas.